One of the reasons that my mother stayed with my father is because there weren't battered women's shelters in the 50s and 60s. But another reason that she stayed with him is because of the false hope that he would change. False hopes bind us to unlivable situations, and they blind us to real possibilities. And we need to work desperately to eradicate false hope. What are the false hopes that keep us going? I mean, does anybody really think that Weyerhaeuser will stop deforesting because we asked nicely? Does anybody really think that Monsanto will stop Monsantoing because we asked nicely? Does anybody think that if we just get a Democrat in the White House, things are going to be okay? Things are not okay, and they're not going to be okay. But the problem isn't just false hope. It's hope itself. I was doing a talk a couple years ago in Colorado, and somebody in the audience shouted out, as I'm bashing hope, somebody in the audience shouted out, "What's your definition of hope?" It's like, God, I got no idea. You know, I've been bashing hope for years. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And I asked them to come up with a definition. And the definition they came up with is, hope is a longing for a future condition over which you have no agency. Hope is a longing for a future condition over which you have no agency. That's how we use it in everyday language. You know, I know that men are supposed to be afraid of commitment, but I'm going to commit to you right now, in public, that I am going to eat something tomorrow. I don't say I hope I'm going to eat something. I'm just going to do it. In fact, I don't even need to commit to it. By gum, I'm going to do it. On the other hand, the next time I get on a plane, I hope it doesn't crash. Because once I'm in the air, I have no agency. So I want to be really clear. I do not hope that coho salmon survive. If they don't like how they're being treated, and so they wish to go away, I will say goodbye, and I will miss them. But if they don't want to go extinct, I won't allow the dominant culture to drive them extinct. I will do whatever it takes to make sure they survive. And it's really simple. It's really simple. This isn't usually part of my talk, but I want to say this, that what do salmon need to survive? It's very, very straightforward. They need for dams to be removed. They need for industrial logging to stop. They need for industrial fishing to stop. They need for industrial agriculture to stop because of runoff. They need for the oceans not to be murdered. And they need for global warming to stop, which means they need the industrial economy to stop. Those are all very straightforward technical tasks. That doesn't mean they're not fraught with a few challenges. But they're straightforward tasks. When people say, How can we help the salmon to survive? What they're really saying is, how can we help the salmon to survive without taking out dams, without stopping industrial logging, without stopping industrial fishing, etc., etc.? The answer is, you can't. Once again, I do not hope that coho salmon survive. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure they survive.